Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Virtually every denominational group in the world has departed from the simple New Testament plan for church government. One group has dozens and dozens of different offices and positions, from the international head to local leaders. So far as I have been able to learn, that church has no elders, at least none who bears that name. Other churches have national and international ecclesiastical structures, which have no similarity to the simple plan revealed in the New Testament. Even some churches of Christ have attempted to extend their authority beyond the cities or communities where they were located. For example, a church in Boston has had, and still may have, control over churches throughout the United States and even in foreign countries. My friends, there is no scriptural warrant for such corruption of the divine plan. I am aware that elders were appointed in every city, Titus 1:5. But the book of Acts makes it plain that elders were to rule over one congregation, not two or three or more. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. Acts 14:23. The Apostle Peter wrote to the elders which are among you. 1 Peter 5:1. That verse shows that elders were in one church and were to lead that one church. If you know much about human behavior and the problems and challenges any local congregation faces, you know that elders cannot lead, supervise, and guide people outside their area. Elders living in Boston cannot possibly oversee the work of the church in San Diego or in Chicago. They cannot even know the sheep of the flock they are supposed to be protecting and guiding. I know that some churches have appointed preachers or shepherds under those who are in power, but there is no biblical justification for it. In fact, it is a direct violation of the simple pattern of church government. Can you not see the danger of having elders in one city ruling over a church in another city or in another country? If the supervising church becomes unfaithful, there is a great possibility that its satellite churches will also become unfaithful. If the church in Boston tells its dependent churches what to do, they will feel under obligation to do it. That is not the way the Lord wants His church to operate. Each church is responsible to God, and not to another church or to another set of elders. Every faithful congregation will work at developing elders in the church. That means we must have an educational program designed to equip men for the enormous task of shepherding the flock. I am not saying that a church cannot operate scripturally without elders, but churches do much better if they have qualified elders. Good elders are not always easy to find. That is the reason the church must have a program of teaching young men to live in such a way as to become qualified to be elders. One of the greatest blessings which can come to any local church is to have dedicated, concerned, and skilled elders. During my more than 50 years of preaching, I have worked in congregations which did not have elders because they did not have any qualified. But the work of the preacher and all other members is so much more pleasant and more effective when the church has good elders. I would like to honor today all the good elders who are listening to this program. You are doing some of the greatest work in the world. Your work for the Lord may not always be understood or appreciated, but it is vital to the mission of the church and even to its survival. May our Heavenly Father bless every faithful elder. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.